This is Seth Wires from Channel 9. We're here at That Conference. On the That Conference stage here, we have like a little fire going. It's pretty exciting. They have like a really cool camping thing going on for them. And yes. So they invited us to come on stage and talk about some cool stuff. Tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
All right. My name is Tony Gamal. Mm-hmm. I'm lead application developer at More Than Rewards.
Okay.
Side of that, I run a meetup, the Milwaukee JS JavaScript meetup.
Fantastic.
So JavaScript is sort of my thing.
Nice.
Really interested into it.
It feels like JavaScript's taking over the world right now, right?
Yeah. Sort of what got me onto my talk topic.
Nice. So tell us about your talk.
All right. So my talk was Stories of Web Audio by The Campfire. Mm-hmm. It's all about kind of how you can do audio stuff in HTML and JavaScript, and only HTML and JavaScript, so okay. No plugins.
So it feels like, I don't know a lot about this, right? So
okay.
Educate me. What audio capabilities do you have in HTML5?
All right, so in the early days, we had nothing. We had hamsterdance.com
sure.
and some annoying GIFs. Uh-huh. GIFs. So now, today, we've kind of moved up past Flash,
uh-huh.
and now we've gotten HTML5. And we can still do all this kind of the annoying stuff, play audio, loop audio,
uh-huh.
Seek anywhere in audio. But there's now a whole API that allows you to do actual audio processing. So you can
really
do like change frequencies. You can work on the samples in real time
mm-hmm.
and kind of manipulate that and output that. You can do analytics and show visualizations of your audio.
Got it.
All through the API.
That's crazy. So when I heard audio API, I was like, wait, this can be a short interview, right? Because what do? Play, stop,
yeah.
and fast forward and rewind?
Yep.
You're telling me you can take the actual sample, audio sample, and modify the sample as it comes in?
Yep. So one of the API is set up as a graph, modular graph API. So it's essentially like Lego blocks. You have a source and you have a destination, and there's a whole bunch of nodes you can put in the middle.
I see.
And one of the nodes is there's a ton of nodes that do different things, but one of them that's kind of really fun to play with is a script processing node. So what it does is it gives you a section of the audio every so many intervals and allows you to do whatever you want to it. So
wow.
The thing that got me into it is I wanted to see like how fast it really was. And so I had this thing set up to try to differentiate between loud noises and see if it could keep up. And the loud noises were like 250 milliseconds apart.
Uh-huh.
And I was calculating the relative decibel volume
mm-hmm.
and it could keep up no problem and see like it peaked and then it dropped down and it peaked and it dropped down.
And this is like, this is on the web browser.
Yes, this is all
on
JavaScript.
On the client side.
Yep. What got me started is I've always interested to see how far we can go with just JavaScript. Mm-hmm. And I know there's the joke of like everything must be JavaScript.
Yeah.
But I was kind of wanting to see what we could really do and stumbled across this and was like, well, that's really interesting.
So it feels like there's certain nodes that are built in, but you can write your own nodes as well
kinda,
to
yeah.
intercept. So what kind of nodes are sort of built in and what kind of nodes have you written or seen written?
So the nodes that one are built in are like you can change the volume, you can delay a sound, you can, there's a visualizer one that'll give you its kind of output frequency.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of different source nodes that you can use. So you can use the microphone, you can just use an audio buffer, or you can use the WebRTC standard. And then there's a whole host of destination nodes. Once again, you can connect to WebRTC or you can connect to the speakers. Or there's even a JavaScript library that allows you to record in browser anything that is coming in through the microphone.
So you can theoretically have someone record something in the browser, buffer yep. it on the client side, and then push it up.
Yes. Or you can have them download it locally even if they want to.
That's pretty remarkable.
There's right now there's a website out there that allows you to upload any audio file that you want and then allows you to edit it like an audio editor. So you get your waveform in there and then you can...
all on the client side.
Yep. And then cut it and paste it and change little bits and pieces and all on client. No plugins, no flash, no crazy.
That's crazy. So how long did it take you to learn this stuff?
A couple of months. A lot of my stuff came from MDN.
Mm-hmm.
and they have a lot of good stuff written up on it, amazingly, because it's still kind of a new thing. So
you said MDN. Is that like where we can go to learn more as well?
So that's Mozilla's developer network.
Okay.
So they have really well documented a lot of the stuff that's there.
Okay.
And it was really useful for me learning.
Well, fantastic. Thanks for spending some time with us. This is really interesting, being able to do audio on the client side using HTML5. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you next time. Take care.